Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Merry Christmas to one and all. It's Christmas Day here in Australia and, of course, Christmas Eve elsewhere around the world. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you have had a great week leading up to the suspense of Christmas Eve and, yes, the imminent arrival of the big fat man himself, Santa, on Christmas morning. I hope you all are enjoying the day or looking forward to the day, respectively, with family, friends and loved ones where you can. Our thoughts to all those who are constricted due to COVID and a heartfelt Christmas wish, hug and kiss to you all. You are listening to the Christmas episode of Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we usually are talking about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode 20, and we've overindulged in Christmas cheer and fare here and inching our way closer to the lounge for that afternoon nana nap and recharge, ready for the next sitting. So today I thought I'd revisit my Facebook diet chat we had last week, but expand on that further. I think we need to do a digital detox. Let's talk about you reducing social media over the holiday period. Let's have social media go on a summer holiday. Now, there's a downside of social media that no one talks about. It's that it takes you from a creator to a consumer. Instead of creating, achieving goals and living your own life, you're consuming someone else's. On top of that, you feel worse after using social media, yet you feel compelled to use it more and more. In this episode, I'm going to guide you on how to use social media intentionally. You'll learn how to increase your awareness, use it less, and feel better. G'day, I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear, getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. My passion and purpose is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to consider pursuing these non-traditional roles and careers as I share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of the industries. So here we are on the radio show. I hope we can keep you all in good company over the coming hour. And I'll also take this opportunity to mention that today's show is brought to you by one of the show's sponsors, Kick-Ass Women. A huge shout out to any women working out on track or on site today all over the globe. Please stay safe and have an awesome day or night as best as you can. And this might also be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain adult language. Back to the show. Okay, let's do this. Let's do the kick-ass digital social media detox plan. Gluten detox? Check. Skincare detox? Done it. Digital detox? I'm going to need to get back to you on that one. The other day I was at a dinner with a wise friend who also just happens to be a nurse, and I confided that I've been having some issues with some insomnia lately. Should that be a post? We talked about the detrimental effects of screen time on our sleep patterns, and she asked me how long it had been since I detoxed from all my devices for at least a couple of days. After thinking about it for a few minutes, I realised that the last time I turned off my phone for more than a few hours was, well, I couldn't even remember or pinpoint the time. I couldn't believe it, and it got me wondering if I'm long overdue for a break. I've gotten so used to having instant info at my fingertips at all times that answering pings from incoming emails, scrolling through my Instagram feed, and being constantly on call are behaviours that have become second nature. Have any of you taken a digital detox? And if so, how was it? Did you go through withdrawals? And was it a positive thing in the end? I'd love to hear your experiences over the coming days. I've been logging some advice from the experts. So as I said, I'm going to revisit my Facebook diet chat we had last week, but we're going to expand on that. And this was a really fun one for me to dive into personally, because I have implemented a lot of what I'm going to talk about today previously myself. Now, just like when I guide you on career and personal development, I never tell you what you should do. I only help you bring awareness to what you think is best for you. That's casual career or life coaching. That's what I do. I'm not going to ever say you should do this and you must do this. No, you know what's best for you. I'm here to increase your awareness so that you can make that decision for you. So, like with the job searching, career transitioning, I guide you on how to make those decisions ahead of time, just like with posting on social media. And that's what I want to encourage you to do with social media. I'm going to give you a little bit of background and talk about why you might want to reduce social media. And then I want to teach you how to do it if you're interested. And if you're not interested at the end, I'm also going to give you some things that you can do just to increase your awareness. If you're not ready to really reduce it, I know for some it's going to be hard, like really hard. I think that from that increased awareness, you can live the most intentional life possible. If you don't really know what results are in your life due to using social media, then you won't know whether it's best for you to continue using it or not. So when I was thinking about social media, I first started thinking about the thoughts that people have, myself included, during the posting or when you're scrolling. So have you ever thought about what your sentences are in your head when you're scrolling or when you're posting? I wrote some down, and this is a collection that I thought of and that I've heard other people say. And it sounds like this. Oh, there's a like. Oh, there's another. There's another like. I wonder how many likes I'll get. This post is doing really well. People like this. I can't believe she's complaining about that. She is so lucky and she doesn't even realize it. Oh my gosh, I wish my legs looked like that. She's so perfect. There's no way I'll ever have that in my life. Must be nice to have a family like that. Must be nice to be rich. Oh, I so want to be on the beach right now. How does she have so many friends? Oh my God. I need that right now. What do you think? What comes up for you when I said those sentences? Or what comes up for you when you think what I am thinking during my scroll? Sometimes positive thoughts come up like, oh, I'm so happy for her. But more often than not, they are thoughts that don't feel good. And this is normal. It's just your brain naturally going into comparing what you're looking at to what you have. Now, you can coach yourself, but it's harder to do. So if you think about watching the news all day long, the news wouldn't cause you to think certain thoughts. In fact, five people could watch the same reporting and have five completely different thoughts and feelings. We know this. Circumstances do not cause us to think a certain way. But you can help your brain out by making it a little bit easier to think thoughts that serve you. So that's why I've talked about reducing your news intake. Make it closest to the source. So during COVID, it was pay attention to your state leader's address and the prime minister or president or whatever, and get as close to the source as possible and put restrictions on it. So you're listening or reading or hearing about that information. Maybe once a day at a certain time, it's going to be a lot easier to manage your mind that way than if you decide to watch, listen, and read all day long. This is what we're doing with social media. And we don't really notice it because we don't think there's a quantifiable outcome. So we look at our outcomes in other areas like, are we showing up for work? Are we getting our kids ready? Are we creating our businesses? Whatever the case may be, we look at those outcomes, and if we're doing them, social media is just something that we fit in whenever we want. And what I want you to consider is that there are reasons why you might want to pay attention more to how often you're scrolling, how you feel when you scroll, and what that inner dialogue is when you scroll. So I'm probably not the first person to tell you that social media is addictive, but it's worth mentioning here in all of my research for this episode, that was, you know, the top thing that came up. I want you to know why it's addictive. So with every scroll, there is something new and different, but it's not too different. It's like it keeps you hooked. It's kind of like gambling. Sometimes you're winning, sometimes you're losing. So it keeps you going. It's predictable enough that it's worth it. And it keeps you coming back thinking, what did I miss? And then there's the dopamine hit that you get. When someone positively interacts with your post, you get maybe a like or a comment and your brain shoots off the dopamine telling you, hey, this is awesome. This feels good. So we start using social media to feel better. It's kind of like using chocolate to feel better, and it does work. So this is why it's important that you know it's happening, because your brain is always seeking the pleasure. And just like wine, just like the chocolates, social media gives you that pleasure. But like all external pleasures, if they're not done intentionally, and if you don't understand how they work, there will be a net negative. What I find to be the negative with social media is that while it might feel good to get those likes or those comments, that's actually increasing your need for external approval. So your approval of yourself becomes based on out there, becomes based on the likes and being validated by people approving you. And that validation is so addictive, and we're always looking for it because your brain just wants to feel worthy. And it feels really good at the moment, but that's temporary. And that's not the long-lasting well-being that will come from you validating yourself. It's going to be you're constantly changing yourself and adapting to what other people think about you. It's kind of exhausting, but you'll constantly be looking for that external approval. And through that, you learn that out there is more important than here. That everything outside of you is more important than your own thoughts and your own feelings and your own actions, right? It's like the teenager who wants to be on their phone all day and with their friends and doesn't want to be around family at all. It's kind of like that. And we do this as adults without realizing it, because we're not saying, hey, mum, let me go to the party. What we're doing is we're checking our phones during dinner, or we're looking for someone to say, I like you, or I like that, or whatever else on social media that gives us that validation, that external approval, and it increases your need for that approval. At the same time, you will start to compare yourself to others more. So you are you, and when you look at someone else, your brain is going to default to comparing that other person to you, and that's all social media is. It's focused on out there, other people's thoughts, feelings, and actions, and you don't actually even know what their real story is. All you know is the perception that you see and that you experience from the scroll. So differently, you're getting their highlight reel, right? So then you start to think that everyone else is a lot happier than you, and a lot prettier, skinnier, luckier, more successful, richer, whatever the case may be. Now, if you've been listening for a while or you're following Kick-Ass Women, you might be onto yourself a little bit here. So I don't find that I'm, you know, depressed or sulking after a scroll, but my thoughts are a little bit more subtle. And I think that subtly actually can be more harmful, because if it's not checked, we can think that they're not a problem. So if you notice that you feel like crap right after social media, the worse you feel, the more you might have awareness of it. But if you just simply think, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't even know that existed, or I need that, and you're doing that constantly, you might not even see that it's a problem, or that you're becoming addicted to it, or that it's something that you should regulate at all. I'm constantly trying new things and new ways of living and trying to challenge myself to better myself and to live intentionally. There are many people who don't use social media at all. And so I decided to give this a try for myself. And that's sort of what led to creating this episode. And what I did was I took leave of absence from Facebook and Twitter. I'm not on TikTok or Snapchat. So Instagram is the app that I predominantly have on my phone based on when I want to use it. And the underlying rule for me, for my social media intake, is that I want to be a producer, not a consumer. And this is something that I learned a while ago from none other than a social media. It was on a LinkedIn post from a personal development guy. And it reinforces why social media can be a negative for you. If you're constantly consuming, you can't be creating. You're having way too much consumption. It's like watching Netflix all day. Instead, it's scrolling all day, so you don't have time to produce, and you certainly don't have the mental chatter to create. It feels a lot better to consume your brain likes consuming because your brain likes to be efficient, and it likes to repeat the past, and it feels very safe. So it's a hard sell, because what I'm saying is don't go getting that dopamine hit. Instead, take those apps off your phone. Only use social media intentionally and go set some big goals and go see what happens when you do that. And what's going to happen is that it's going to be hard. It might not feel that great. And so you might question whether it's even worth it. But I want to tell you that it is worth it because you live more authentically. You lead your life instead of, you know, kind of reacting to other people's lives. It's harder, but it's more fulfilling. You're living your life on purpose this way. And your mental chatter is not what she's doing. How do I get that? I wish I looked like that. Or what's going on in her life? Or why is she so lucky? Instead, it's, I'm going to set this big goal. I'm going to create the plan to do it. This is what I need to get done to achieve this. And all that mental chatter matters. I'm constantly telling myself that there are things that might seem really small that I'll have to do. And so I write it down. And it's something that I always say and do. I'm having to do this so that it's out of my brain. I do the brain dump regularly. Because if I'm thinking about it, then I can't be thinking about something else. And I think the more successful you become, the more you value your mental space. So you need to have a lot of space to make decisions and to create. And so social media will get in the way of that. So here are the steps that I have for you to reduce social media. And then I'm going to tell you after that what you can do if you're kind of not ready, but you are curious about it. And before I tell you kind of how to do this, I want you to keep in mind that you can always go back. So you're the one in charge. And I think when you remember this, it feels really liberating instead of how we often feel, which is trapped or like we're missing out on something. When we make a rule like, but we already have rules in our lives, right? We don't do drugs. We regularly exercise or take the dog for a walk daily. For example, there are certain foods you don't eat and you don't think about those consciously, do you? You just avoid them or don't do them. I don't smoke cigarettes. You don't smoke cigarettes. And it's not, there's no drama about missing out there. It's just not something you do. So with anything that you limit or reduce in your life, remember that it's a choice that you are making and that you make these choices consciously or unconsciously all the time. And that you can always change your mind. It's like I wear a lot of neutrals or earthy colours because it reduces the amount of decisions that I have to make with respect to my clothes when I'm not in high vis. I can always change my mind. Same with social media. It feels so freeing to me when I think something like I'm choosing not to drink alcohol this week. I can always redecide. I'm the one with the power here and it's Christmas, so I'm going to have a little drink. Okay, let's have a break and listen to a tune, none other than Summer Holiday. I'll be back soon.
Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. Sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. For me and you.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So this is how you can go about reducing social media, if you're interested. The first step is to kind of do this social media audit, where you log into your social media accounts and you unfollow anyone who, by following it, isn't serving you. So if you find that you are following a bunch of influencers and it makes it extremely hard for you to manage your mind all the time, you can unfollow them. It's kind of like if you have one friend and it's just always a challenge to be friends with this person, you can just decide to end that relationship and complete it. You can change the circumstance. You don't always have to manage your mind. Now, if you're constantly avoiding people and ending relationships because people are challenging to be around, then it's your brain. And it's not just, it's hard with that one person. So for social media, it's the same thing. If you find that, regardless of who you look at, it's extremely difficult to manage your mind, then this won't work. But what I find is that there are some accounts for most people that make it particularly challenging to follow. So unfollow those accounts and follow accounts that energize you. I love following motivational accounts or inspirational leaders. I find it so invigorating. So I follow self-development accounts and I don't follow accounts that I don't think serve me. So that's the first step. It's to be really intentional about who you're allowing to show up on your feed. The second step is to take the apps off your phone. It's so fascinating to me that I thought this was going to be such a big deal and it ended up being so easy. It was crazy. I thought, you know, I'll scroll a lot or I think this is going to be hard, but it ended up being fine. I took them off my phone, off my iPad, and again, You can just re-download them if you want. But I think this is a really good trial to see how much you're picking up and scrolling. And I made a comment last week about how much time we waste per day on Facebook. And it's something like 55 minutes continually. And that's a lot of time. So getting back to this now, step number three is to decide ahead of time how much you want to use social media. So this is where you create the constraints. You create the rules. Maybe you're going to check your social media accounts whenever you're on your computer. That's kind of what I do right now. I have a social media assistant who helps me post the content that I create. So all of the content and the words, those come from me, but she helps me post them at certain times. So you can decide ahead of time how often you want to check it or use it. Maybe it's every morning at 8 a.m. for 30 minutes, or maybe it's at noon for 15 minutes, or maybe it's only on the weekends and you're only going to do it on your computer. And on the weekends, you're going to do it twice a day at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Whatever the case is, you decide ahead of time what your rules are going to be. I really recommend not making them complicated, because then you'll forget and will take up more mental space than you want. Step number four is to follow your schedule. So you follow through. It's pretty easy to take the apps off your phone, and it's actually pretty easy to come up with a schedule for how you want to use it. The hardest part is following through, especially when you are creating this as a new habit. So right now, you might be in the habit of, you know, every time you take a break or, you know, you do something else, you check your phone and you just scroll and scroll and scroll. So the following through is that of a new habit. You're not going to pick up your phone and scroll. You're going to have the urge to, but you're not going to do it. Step number five is to allow the urge. It's to notice it. And it's to breathe into it. And part of this isn't just, you know, in your day-to-day in the habit of it, but also when you're feeling a little bit down. We tend to want to avoid that negative emotion, and the way we all avoid it is different. Some of us might pour a glass of wine. Some of us might go, you know, go and pig out on the chocolate or the ice cream. And some of us might just sit there and binge Netflix and scroll social media until we feel better for hours on end, never actually feeling better, right? There's that downside to it. Even if it feels better in the moment, the problem is still there. The negative emotion comes back the next day. So if you can have awareness of this and allow the urge, you've already won. Okay, and remind yourself, this is just a feeling. This is just the desire to give in. This is okay. I can feel this. Okay, let's hear from one of the show's sponsors and we'll be right back. Okay, so the steps again are to unfollow the accounts that are particularly difficult for you and to follow those that energize you to step two. Is to take the apps off your phone. Step three is to create a schedule and decide that ahead of time. Step four is to follow the schedule, to follow through. And step five is to allow the urge, because normally what happens is you have the urge and then you tell yourself a story like, oh, it's just one time, it'll be fine. What I want you to do is say, no, I decided ahead of time. I'm going to be accountable to myself. And if I want to change the rules, I can, but it's not going to be in this moment. It's like deciding you're not going to eat the hot chips. You follow through. You follow through. And then you can plan it again next time ahead of time so that you're not giving into your primitive brain in the moment that just wants it. That dopamine hit, that pleasure right away. If you're not ready to reduce it in this way, I remember I had some hesitations about it, but it's so interesting because the upside has been so good for me that I look forward to reducing it even more. And my hesitation was having a business, and I want to connect with all of you, and how can I do that if I'm not on there, right? But what I found is that a lot of mine was consuming, it wasn't the producing. So it's not like I'm posting several times a day. So even if I post once a day, all that requires is for me to be on there once a day. I had that fear and it turned out not to be true, which is great because now I don't use social media as much. So if you're not ready to reduce it though, consider increasing your awareness of it. And I'm meaning writing it down how much you check social media. You'll be pretty amazed at how much time you actually consume. So choose a 24-hour period. It's kind of like doing a food journal for a day or something like that. Just kind of check in with yourself. Say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to write down every time I check social media, all of the time slots and for how long. This is going to show you how much time you are actually consuming social media. I think it was Brendan Burchard. It might have been Russell Brunson, who said, if you're spending more than 10 minutes consuming per day, it's too much. You want to be the producer, okay? And that's more of like a business thing. So if you have a business, you can be the producer of social media and you're helping your customers and your clients. And you're connecting with them. It's a very different thing than being a consumer of it, where you're using it just to kind of get that validation or escape in the moment. So after you write it down and you kind of check in with how often you're doing it, the next thing I want you to do is check in with how you feel when you're using it. So let's say you do the journal and you write down all of the times during those times. Ask yourself, what emotion am I feeling? How am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? And if you're not used to identifying your emotions, there's two ways to describe emotions that might help you, that is open and expansive, or very closed and restrictive. So if you feel open, if the emotion is energizing, that's like on the positive side. If it feels very closed and restricted, that's the negative emotion. So keeping those two in mind, what emotion do you feel when you're scrolling? Now, the third step is to write down what you were thinking about after you used it. So remember, I opened up with that inner dialogue of when you scroll. And I think that's so habitualized that we haven't even brought any awareness to it. So this will help you write down what that inner dialogue is. So after you're done scrolling, ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? Is it, oh, I need that. Oh, she's so lucky. Oh, I wish I was on the beach. What are you thinking about? And are those thoughts serving you? And the fourth step is to just ask yourself, are you happy with the outcome? Are you happy with the results? I think that seeing what comes up for you when you scroll is really useful because it shows you your brain. But I think that it's so hard to manage your brain if you're just constantly scrolling. So I think reducing social media is helping your brain out. Someone asked me the other day in Kick-Ass Women about adjusting your environment to make it easier for you to do something. Like, let's say it was going to go to the gym. And you lay out your workout clothes and, you know, set your environment up to make it easier for you to do that, you're creating a routine, a habit, right? And she said, well, then isn't that saying that your thoughts aren't creating the result of you going? And I said, no, that's just you helping your brain out. So you can still just ignore the clothes and not go. It's going to be based on what you think. But you want to make it as easy as possible for your brain to win because it's not always easy, right? In fact, 50% of the time, it's not. And that other 50% of the time, we don't want to ruin it with making it harder on ourselves than it needs to be. So it's just going to be a lot harder to manage your mind. If you're constantly scrolling, if you're constantly concerned with other people, what they think, looking for validation from them, wanting that dopamine hit from your social media, all of it just makes it harder for your brain to think on purpose. Now, watch out for your brain having objections to this. it will likely think that you're going to miss out on something. If you reduce your social media, it will likely tell you something like, oh, my scroll, isn't that a big deal? Oh, it's the little joy I find in the day. But I just want to challenge you as a mentor and a friend that it's a good idea to test this out. Even if it's not something that you keep, give it a try and see what comes up for you. I personally think that I'm able to focus on here and now, my life, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, my results, whether that's relaxing and hanging out with my family and friends, or whether that's increasing my productivity and achieving big goals. All of it is amplified with less social media, and I'm still on social media, and I work, and I run a business, and social media is important, but I can still make that happen without being a consumer of it. So that's my challenge for you, is to see where you fall in. And if nothing else, to increase your awareness with how you're using social media, how you feel while you're using it, or why you're using it, what the mental chatter is while you're using it, and see what comes up for you by reducing it, by taking the apps off your phone, by trying to stick to that schedule, by following through and allowing the urges and seeing what your life is like without so much of the scroll. Think it's worth it? It's something that I didn't really consider doing initially, and I've been really pleased with the results, and I continue to use it less and less as my business grows, and I'm able to have help with it. And regardless of if you have a business or not, as a consumer of social media, you can absolutely reduce your scroll time. That's what I have for you today. So pay attention to your social media use, and I will talk to you in the new year about how you got on. Okay, let's go to another short break and we'll be back to wrap it up.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay. Hey, Glow Getters! Have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glow Getters.
Rightio, so here are your take five tips for your kick-ass digital detox plan. My take five tips I suggest you implement are: discover what you hope to get out of your digital detox. Is your goal stress relief, undistracted time with your family or friends, an opportunity to think and reset, improved sleep, or a break from all the hurry of daily life? Determine your priorities and then make plans accordingly. When your day involves hanging out with people you love, cooking a great meal, reading a book, going for a walk, or taking a trip somewhere, it makes it much less likely that you're going to be wishing you were scrolling through Instagram. Do some advanced prep. Since the goal is to avoid as much anxiety as possible while you're on your digital detox, set expectations by letting people know that you're going to be offline and unavailable. You can also provide a use only in case of emergency number, which may help you resist the urge to check just in case. Be ready for withdrawals. I've heard that symptoms may include boredom, anxiety, or just a strong urge to look at your phone. Hang in there and resist the temptation. After a few hours, the feelings should subside, and you can actually start to enjoy the feeling of not being connected. Embrace missing out. Instead of giving in to FOMO, why not allow yourself to actually enjoy missing out on the requests and demands of others? Especially since when you do plug in again, you most likely won't have missed out on anything significant at all. Unplugging allows you to set your own schedule and be the author of your own thoughts, which sounds pretty damn awesome to me. Make friends with boredom. Most of us have become so accustomed to ever having a lull in our schedules that we haven't had a moment of boredom in God knows how long. But did you know that having quiet time, like going for a walk and engaging with what's around us without looking at our phones, eating a meal and savouring our food without needing any kind of digital distraction, can be one of the greatest opportunities for creative thinking or key epiphanies. Try letting your mind wander and just watch where it takes you. I've got to admit that the idea of unplugging seems a little scary and even a tad irresponsible. I mean, my entire career lives squarely in the digital space at the moment, and I also feel the need to be on call in case my family need me. So a part of me feels like it's just not doable to take a digital detox regularly. But there's also a part of me that wonders if the fact that it's so difficult for me to disconnect is also the reason why it's so crucial that I find a way to do it. Bit of double dutch there. We'll soon see. Now, my 3.5-day experiment kicks off over the new year. And I'm going to also do it when I go on leave in a couple of weeks' time to strategically plan my year ahead, along with the much-needed R&R. And the idea of soaking up in the sun, listening to the waves crash, and burying myself in a great read without any iPhone interruptions sounds positively blissful right now. I'll let you know how it goes post-meeting and R&R. When it comes to what we eat, our generation seems to be in total control. We can cut out gluten, dairy, meat, entire food groups without a blink of an eye. But when it comes to cutting back on social media, can we talk about something else? Ever since I found out about taking a digital detox last year, I've become more and more aware of just how much time we spend every day on social media. But what if instead of doing the occasional full-on detox, we simply start implementing better habits every day? I've been experimenting with this for a while, and my biggest discovery has been this. You can learn to spend less time on social media without actually experiencing any less of it. The secret is to view it more efficiently. So, for example, if you scroll your Instagram feed just once at 10 p.m., you'll see the exact same content that you would have seen if you compulsively scrolled it here and there all day long. But the 10 p.m. check-in took you 5 minutes, and the sporadic all-day check-ins took you a total of 20, not to mention that they distracted you from the world and people around you. The idea behind my digital detox isn't that social media is bad, hey, we all use it, but instead that we should be mindful about how and when we consume it. So I hope you gain some insight out of my social media detox that you can actually stick to, and say hello to having more focused time throughout your day. Put your purse in the back seat of the car. We've all done it. And by it, I mean killing time at a red light, scrolling through our feed, not to mention that it now can cost you a purse full of coin with the blue heelers, that's the police. It's a bad habit, and not just because it's seriously dangerous. Kick the habit by placing your bag in the back seat of the car, out of reach. You can use your commute time more wisely by tuning in to a great podcast or listening to a new album. Never put your phone on the dinner table. Let's go ahead and make it official. It's just plain uncivilized to leave your phone resting on the dinner table when you're eating with other people. If there was ever a time you shouldn't be playing around on social media, it's when you're face to face with someone sharing a meal. Make it a rule and stick to it. The next is stop posting in real time. Bloggers have known this secret for a long time. It's usually not efficient or even necessary to post in real time. Take all the pics you want, but save the editing and captioning and posting process for later when you can sit down and focus on that task by yourself. Enjoy the moment you're in. Designate 2 social media check-in times per day. For me, I like to use the early morning for my outgoing social media. That's the time I typically edit, caption, and post images from the day before. And I use the time right after work, or when I finish shift, for incoming social media. So that's when I catch up on my feed, respond to comments and messages, etc. And my 6 p.m. check-in is a treat after a hard day's work. Unfollow accounts that aren't truly inspiring to you. Now, we talked about that earlier. Following fewer accounts will naturally cut down on your social media time. And if you take your editing seriously, it can actually increase the value of the time that you do spend on social media. So ask yourself, do you really need to know what someone ate for breakfast today? Only you can answer that. Then plan a trip somewhere without Wi-Fi. Okay, so this is definitely the most fun step of the detox. Plan a trip somewhere off the grid. Not so easy at the moment. Maybe it's a weekend camping trip or a visit to a local beach or just a trip where you keep your phone in airplane mode the entire time. Take as many pics as you want. You can share them all on social media once you get back. You'll be surprised at how light it feels. With nothing to check in on, you can totally check out. Okay, let's move on to my Christmas message. So this is a bit of a formal part of the show today. It's my first Kick-Ass Radio / Kick-Ass Women Christmas message. Here we go. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the year of 2020 for bringing an abundant amount of joy and success to me personally, and for bringing us, you and me, together to celebrate a constellation of women, female leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs from around Australia and the wider world, who have all glowed bright at giving a big push for women to be granted equal and full voice, participation and leadership everywhere and in every aspect, and for raising continued awareness that we need the essential role of women of courage, ingenuity, vision, and achievement to realize the power of unity and women's empowerment cause. That women do and can make a difference, not just a small difference, but big and critical ones. We all have different experiences, different priorities, different struggles, different triumphs, and of course, differences of opinion. But I passionately believe that if we listen to each other and seek to understand, we can learn so much from each other. I hope we all have a greater understanding of the fact that our collective glow or light shines brightest when we celebrate each other, support each other, and lift each other up. We have all become incredible role models for our respective industries, sectors, states, countries, women and girls, and serve as inspiration across our regions and generations. We are all women who have broken glass, brass, steel, and many other types of ceilings, and who have pushed the frontiers of women's leadership and entrepreneurship and have paved a smoother path for other women and girls to follow in their footsteps and become the future leaders, researchers, adventurers, entrepreneurs. You are the women whose voices are heard when it comes to local, national, and international women's empowerment and development. Ladies, you may agree with me that while we've made some important strides, our work is far from finished. And that is why we all need to keep on working towards a better day for women and girls. And yet, this mission of gender equality and diversity and inclusion needs constant nourishing, nurturing, and multi-stakeholder engagement and active support, both moral and material, and we can count on each other to be champions in this effort. So thank you all for being my inspiration, role models, mentors, and for your commitment and your passion. I am truly honored and humbled and forever grateful to have had the opportunities to stand beside and amongst you all. This, my most heartfelt thank you to one and all that have supported myself and Kick-Ass Women over the past year and who continue to support me. I am most truly and graciously thankful for the opportunities that have been presented to me and of all the new amazing and inspirational connections I have made this year. Well, that's it, guys. I do hope you found the information today on the digital detox helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to action over the holiday period and try. Have a beautiful festive season. Thank you for sharing your time with me and supporting the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Wishing you a wonderful year ahead. Watch out for some new and exciting radio show releases in the new year. Guest interviews are about to kickstart. Woohoo! Good luck. And if you plan on drinking too much at the work party, make sure you are wearing sensible knickers just in case you end up dancing on the bar. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Be sure to tune in again next week when it's going to be the new year. And ain't we all looking forward to that? 2021. Reach out to me and follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already. And I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network at bbsradio.com/Kick-Ass Radio. Or you can send me an email to Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia, and be sure to stay tuned in for future episodes. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. I wish you all a safe and merry Christmas, and let's rock into 2021 and make it a blast. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on. Get your glow on. Become a glow getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.